This episode of Enough is brought to you by the brand new Squarespace 6. So fantastically big news this week. Squarespace have released their brand new version, version 6. Now, this version of Squarespace is completely new from the ground up. They have a totally new design to their back-end editor. The way that you see things, you know, so you got your option to post, your option for settings, or to change the look and feel of your design, that it looks so amazing. It's so brand new, so fresh. I really, really love it. They've really improved a lot of their ease of use stuff. There's a lot more drag and drop functionality. But they're keeping all of the existing amazing things that are used to. Rock solid hosting still there. You can still get your free custom domain names with any annual plan. And you can very easily add a domain as well. It's super simple, all of this stuff now in the settings. They've really beefed up their blog importer as well, made that a lot easier to use too, as if it wasn't easy enough already. That, you know, one of the things that Squarespace have got is their fantastic layout engine, which is the way that you build pages. They've done even more work to refine that. Layout engine basically allows you to add blocks of contents, such as photos, videos, text, social media content, and more. So you can integrate all of that sort of stuff into your site to create something really, really simple, beautiful, and powerful. And of course, all of this is powered by their WYSIWYG stuff. You can now do things like link posting. So if you, you know, if you're one of these sort of people that likes the daring fireball style links, well, you can now have them natively in Squarespace as well. We're going to be talking a lot about Squarespace over the next couple of weeks, and especially about Squarespace 6, of course. So this is just a very small section of some of the really great stuff that they've got going on at the moment. We're continuing to work with Squarespace to give you a 2-week free trial. You should go try it out now more than ever so you can see all the new fantastic features of Squarespace 6. You can start that free trial by going to squarespace.com/70decibels, where you can sign up for that 2-week free trial, as I mentioned, and you can get 10% off your first purchase at Squarespace by using the offer code 70decibels7. That's 70decibels7. Thank you to Squarespace.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm very well, Patrick. How are you? I'm excited today.
Yeah, this is a good day. I think we're going to have, as listeners already know, we record a number of these at a time, and I think all of them are going to be great, so I'm looking forward to it. Not the least of which is this one, which we've been actually trying to get done for a few weeks now. So we have on as a guest my good friend Jared Goronic from Awayfind, otherwise also Techno Theory, but yeah, Awayfind is the thing. That's the thing. That's the most important thing, isn't it, Jared?
That is the thing. Thank you, Mike, for having me here.
It's our pleasure. Believe me. Those who have listened for a while, have followed me for a while, know that I am a fan and user of Awayfind. It saves my bacon on a near daily basis and helps me safely ignore most email. It's fantastic. But Jared, first of all, we've kind of had an online relationship, you know, friendship since like even before Awayfind, when you were doing you were blogging more actively at Techno Theory.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, I guess that used to be my thing, was productivity blogging, and I guess you were even more testing the waters back then, and now our roles have reversed, and I'm all product, and you've shared a lot of great wisdom with the world in your own writing.
Yeah. Well, and you certainly were one of my inspirations back then, so I thank you for that, and it's been a real pleasure kind of getting to know you. So when you were, you know, doing that productivity blogging, you were also running a fairly successful consulting business. Am I correct about this timeline?
Fairly successful, yeah.
you helped people a lot with Microsoft products, Office specifically, if I'm correct. But then you kind of went off and did this Awayfind thing, kind of on the side. and that kind of took off. Explain to me kind of how that kind of, you know, that came to pass, and what motivated you to develop this thing and share it with the world.
Sure. Thank you, Patrick. So my previous company, Set Consulting, we helped people to save time using their office applications. So in other words, we were trying to cut 30 minutes out of everybody's day in the tools they used all the time. And I'd been running that business since 2002 when I finished up college. And we started realizing that more and more people were spending half of their day in their email. So as much as we wanted them to, you know, be a little bit more effective in Word or in Excel or PowerPoint, and as much as we could build tools in those applications also to help them in addition to the training, we realized that email really was kind of the elephant in the room. So we started trying to figure out, is there a way we can help people to get out of their inbox? And my training wasn't just Office, but it was also time management. And any kind of time management, you know, basically people will tell you need to do all of your email at once, you know, batch it, and then close it for a few hours. You can actually focus on what you really want to accomplish that day. But there was no tool that would help people to actually get out of their inbox. Everything was just kind of on the organizational or prioritization side. So to me, the inspiration for Awayfind was to help people who wanted to actually have some control over their days to find a way to confidently step away from their inbox, knowing that our product would find them and send them an alert if something really mattered to them.
Very cool. So, and so that's the thing, right? Is that, Awayfind allows you to basically set up some, for lack of a better term, almost server side filters. That's kind of what I like to describe to it as people as, just so they get an understanding of kind of how it works, even though I'm completely wrong in describing it that way. but essentially what you're doing is you allow Awayfind to monitor your accounts, so whether it be, you know, an IMAP based account or Gmail or, you know, you also do Microsoft Outlook and Exchange accounts. Am I correct about that or not?
That's right. We support IMAP, Exchange, Google Apps, Gmail, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So basically you say, look at this account, and you can do things like, if I receive a message from iMike in the next 30 minutes, let me know right away. Send me a SMS to my phone or push notification or, you know, something like that via the iPhone app. Am I correct in describing that kind of functionality? Or something that's relatively new that just rolled out, it can actually look at your calendar and see, oh, there's people involved in this meeting. You could say, anyone who's involved in this meeting, if they send me an email the next, you know, or, you know, for the time period of the meeting, let me know about that right away. Because it may be someone saying, hey, meeting's canceled, we're going to reschedule, or, you know, we decided not to waste, I don't know, 25 hours of company time by having 25 people in a 1 hour meeting. Basically, you get to tell it what's important and why and when, and it will monitor those messages and alert you to them, should they arrive.
Yeah, you've definitely captured. I mean, at the technical level, it's really, really, really advanced filtering. And what's what's cool on the technical side is that it's near instant. In other words, we're monitoring, for example, Google Apps, so that if you get an email and about something you want to know about it, you'll probably receive an alert from us as a text message or a push notification to our iPhone or Android apps within about 15 or 20 seconds. And it actually, unlike just like an if then this then that or Gmail's built-in SMS stuff, it'll actually give you the whole message. So you can just swipe right through and read the message without having to go into your inbox and then reply through your regular outgoing. Everything that we do is really, really optimized for email. And even though there are these advanced rules about, oh, it, you know, comes from this many or fewer people, and oh, it has the urgent flag checked and things like that, really what we're trying to do is to make it so it's automatic. So you're right, the calendars has been huge. I mean, about 20% of meetings get some kind of change within 30 minutes of the meeting. Usually somebody sending you, you know, they're going to be 5 minutes late, or it's going to be at a different location, or I need you to review this first. So just by virtue of people using a calendar, they get alerts from a Wayfind when someone emails, you know, right before that meeting with them is to take place. So that's been really sticky. And now we have recommendations so that after you sign up for the product, we let you know who you get back to most quickly based on your history. And thus, these are people we recommend. And it's some interesting analytics too. So it used to be all filters, and now it's as much as possible about intelligence and using metadata to make it really easy for people to, you know, stay in the loop about things they need to know about now.
Yeah, and I find it just brilliant. One of the other things, other pieces of it that I rely on, and anyone who has sent me an email to either of my main addresses, either my personal or business, first of all, outside of all of those wonderful features we just discussed, it also has what I like to call a smart auto reply, so that you can set up an auto reply. If someone sends you an email, that auto replies back. But what's smart about it is that you can set the frequency of said auto reply. So unlike a vacation autoresponder that we would have on our, you know, built into our mail clients or whatnot, this can say, send this once to this person, or send this once every 3 months. Right. So if I Mike, you know, so every 3 months that I Mike emails me, you know, in 3 months, he'll get another one of these auto responses that basically say, and both of mine pretty much say the same thing, which is, I'm really freaking busy. So busy that I don't have time to sit around and worry about your stupid little emails. I'm paraphrasing here, of course. And because I'm out and about a lot all day and I'm not tied to my inbox, if it's something that's really urgent, and I mean really urgent, and if you use this, I dare you, I'll hold you accountable, because if it's not, I'll be upset. I'll be angry. I'm very cross. But if you click on this link, it takes you to a contact form. You fill out that contact form and everything I have rings off the hook immediately. And you will be sure to get my attention, so you better make sure it's very urgent, and urgent isn't how you define it, it's how I define it, and it better fit my definition. but I'm paraphrasing and being flip, but the bottom line is that contact form, my clients use it, I would say at least a couple of times a week I'll get, you know, someone using that contact form for whatever reason. Less so with my personal mail, but certainly with my business mail. And that's for someone, if you are the sort of person who really is out and about all day in meetings, dealing with clients, that sort of thing. And being able to provide people with a way to get in touch with you right away, if needed, if it's urgent, it's a godsend.
Thanks. Yeah, the contact form continues to be popular because it can do all those things. It can call you and read you a message. It can send you an SMS and push and all that. But the autoresponder hasn't been as popular of late. Just, you know, the whole idea of getting a reply to every message isn't, I don't know, I guess it was like a period a few years ago where that was pretty popular. But I still love seeing people use the contact form. And I really appreciate that you're always, you know, both promoting that and using the autoresponder. And if you have really advanced things where you want different replies to go to different people automatically, our autoresponder is this whole system for it. But that's not, you know, nowadays we try to make it so that if somebody needed to reach you when their email came through, it just sort of happened magically. And, you know, we have some really nice things in our iPhone app to make it so, hey, I'm waiting for this person for the next 30 minutes. Make an alarm go off on my phone if they email.
Very cool stuff. So, you know, I do have to kind of bring up what likely is a little bit of a of a niche scratch point. And that is, Apple is attempting to Sherlock some of these features with Mountain Lion. And at least provide similar functionality. I would say A, couldn't possibly be as smart. Reason being is because it's client side. B, certainly not as full featured. Reason being because they're Apple. You know, I guess I want to get your take on it and have you help me explain to people that while these features may, some of these features may be coming in Lion, they're not nearly as good. And a Wayfind is so much better and so much more worth it at any price.
This is Apple's VIP feature, which is in iOS 6 and Mountain Lion, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that it's my job to tell you why my product is better than any other product. I mean, I think people have to decide first for themselves whether they need anything like a Wayfind at all. I mean, if you aren't very mobile, or if you don't get a lot of email, or, you know, there aren't certain messages that are particularly critical to you, then a Wayfind isn't valuable. So it really depends on how you spend your time. You know, if you're a realtor, if you're in sales, if you're an attorney, something like our product really, really helps. If you need to focus, you know, on your programming work and need to not pay attention to your email, it helps. But again, if you're always checking your email all the time, neither of our tools are going to be that valuable. What the VIP feature does, and mind you, it's been changing a little bit with each of the iterations of the beta, or rather, the beta version of iOS 6 doesn't yet offer what they showed on stage during WWDC. So on stage, what they showed is that when people are flagged as VIPs by pushing a little star, then something will pop up on the screen when they email you, which is what our product does. Right now, all it does, I believe, is it has a separate folder for it. But in the future, it will actually do some sort of notification-like thing, whether it's through actual push or not, is unknown to me. So it's hard to know exactly kind of how that's going to behave, but that's certainly what they showed during the demo. Now, my guess is that it probably, well, first off, it won't be true push because, as you said, Patrick, it's a client-side thing. Apple doesn't check your email, whereas we do. So normally, if you enable push, you know, it affects battery life, and it isn't actually true push when you have it set up on your client. So you're still not going to get the email kind of instantly. Whereas because our tool is server to server, i.e., it's checking your mail from our server, it's going to be a heck of a lot faster. And because it uses real push, it actually will be a lot more reliable that you'll get something really quickly. But in terms of the basic idea of there's a few people you flag and something pops up when you get an email from them, I guess they'll behave very similarly in that way. In terms of choosing who matters to you, which I think is actually the more difficult part, that's where we're particularly different. Because what we find with our tool is if you ask someone who matters to you, you know, you might think of your boss or your significant other, but beyond that, it gets pretty hard to think about it. Whereas we actually provide intelligence that say, hey, these are the 10 people you got back to most frequently last month. They emailed you on average 6 times a week. This person emailed you 12 times a week, et cetera. Check off these people who you think matter to you, you know, who you'd like to be alerted by. So that's probably the first thing is that nobody knows how to set this stuff up, whereas we give context. And then the next thing and the most important part is our rules can expire. You know, you matter to me right now, Patrick, an hour before this show, and you always will matter to me, but I don't necessarily need to get an alert when you email me. So, you know, particularly in business, if you work on a small team where there's 10 people and one of them is your boss, then VIP might cut it for you because it's just your boss. But if you work in an environment where there's different clients that have urgent needs or you have a fair number of meetings, then our tool, because it can expire and because it can determine automatically what matters to you right now, things you wouldn't have even guessed, that's where, you know, our context and our intelligence and our server-side stuff will just be a heck of a lot both faster and just easier to set up.
Yeah, very cool. So, I mean, I assume that you you've been installing the iOS 6 beta because you develop an iPhone app, so that makes sense that you would be testing against that and such like that, as well as, you know, keeping an eye on Mountain Lion. I mean, are these sorts of things, you know, are you keeping a kind of a close eye on what Apple is working on and building in? And, you know, I guess how does that inform the direction you're going with the development, both of your iPhone app and of, you know, and in the overall product itself? You know, does this validate what you're doing by the fact that, you know, Apple obviously sees some value in the sort of thing that you're doing? Otherwise, they wouldn't be there trying to do it themselves, right? And so I would imagine on some level this helps you, you know, helps to say to you that, yes, this, we're doing the right thing here. We really are helping people. And, you know, anyone else getting into this, you know, getting into that too, is just further validation of how much this is needed. So I guess there is a question somewhere here. And that question is, how do you feel? How closely do you watch this stuff? How does it, you know, how does it inform what you do, if at all?
I watch not only what Apple and Google are doing very, or Microsoft as well, are doing very closely, but also what, you know, the companies in our space are doing, you know, like the If This Then That's and Boomerangs and Reportives and all the other, you know, companies that relate to email and prioritization and customer relationship management. But Apple in particular, absolutely. You know, what's interesting, of course, is that you can create or you can select who are your VIPs, from the new, Mail.app or Apple Mail. And, you know, that's great if you are, you know, a person who uses that as your mail client and then uses the iPhone as your mobile device. But we also support, you know, Outlook, where you can choose it right from Outlook. We support Google Apps, so you can actually install something for your entire domain. Or we have a Gmail plugin, so you can install it there for a single user. So if you're not just using the Apple ecosystem, you know, we support the Android side as well, and we support SMS. So if you're in a company, I think that, you know, exposing people to these sort of things for their personal use, and it's going to be a long time before, you know, Apple Mail is the dominant mail platform in corporate, probably will never be, nor is it their interest. So people getting exposed to this stuff on the consumer side is an opportunity for us to, you know, to be able to say, hey, you want this feature, you want it for your team, but, you know, some of them are on Android and everybody's on Outlook, and, you know, you're just really not going to get a great experience. Whereas with a Wayfind, you can use it across the whole thing. So there's definitely been a lot of cases in history where a consumer product has, you know, got the attention of the enterprise, and then there's just limitations to the consumer version. And Apple, again, is always the consumer version of something. So it's certainly scary to see, you know, one of our core features on one of our core platforms, i.e. iOS, you know, be replicated. But yes, it's both validating, and it could be a really good opportunity for us to get into companies and to also expose people to the tip of the iceberg of something where they might want a lot more functionality, which of course we provide.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's something. When Marco Arment, developer of Instapaper, when Apple initially announced the reading list and the offline reading list, he was concerned that it was going to be a problem for his business. But he started to think about this and then ended up concluding that the fact that Apple did it seemed to actually grow his business, if anything, or just not really. It was either like it didn't affect it or it grew it. And he imparted the same logic towards podcasting applications when Apple released their podcast app.
Is that a terrible app?
Exactly, a terrible application. Is that what it does? Is it, as Pat mentioned, it validates it, and also it creates a need for people that didn't know they needed something. So, right. For example, people might get used to VIPs and like it, but they're like, oh, I wish it did this, I wish it did this. And then they go to Google or the App Store and they search, you know, for the features of your product, and they find a Wayfind and like, oh, wow, this does everything I need and stuff I didn't even know I needed. So sometimes, like, I think we see these things and we initially think, right, that's Sherlocked. But if Apple did 100% the same features you did, you'd have something to worry about. But considering your product, exactly, considering your product so much more advanced, it can actually, in some respects, be a good thing for your business.
Yeah, no, it absolutely could be. I mean, just fundamentally, the fact that we're server-side technology changes everything, you know. I mean, Apple is, you know, iOS is an operating system for a phone, and the email is just one tiny application that's part of it. Whereas every, you know, in other words, the iPhone platform is essentially, it's a computer that does email as one of its many functions. And as such, it's just not built all the way around that. Like BlackBerry, for example, was built all around email. So it behaves very differently and everything takes place on the server side that, that matters related to email. And we kind of do the same thing. We do everything on the server side. So there's always going to be some kind of performance differences, advantages, and management for teams and things that you just won't get with a pure client application. But of course, the jury is still out in terms of how all this will play out. But what you traditionally notice with Apple products is that they do, you know, a big refresh usually once per year. I mean, I imagine that something like the podcast app, which is brand new, will get a few refreshes in terms of fixing bugs and things like that. But I wouldn't imagine there will be any major features that will be added to it in the next 9 months or 12 months. It's really 1 year, which is, you know, a reasonable cycle for hardware, but pretty unreasonable for software. So we'll absolutely have our ears to the ground listening to, you know, I wish the VIP did this. And even if we don't have that feature, I mean, what's to stop us from doing it in a couple of weeks? We're a small team, you know? So I hope that this could be an opportunity both for press, for people, you know, clamoring and saying, hey, I wish there was something like that, you know, so we can say, hey, we do that. And also just for being able to respond to what the market wants and do it quickly.
Very cool. And what a, I mean, incredibly healthy way to look at it. And to, you know, I like this idea that you can react and move much quickly on these things that users are clamoring for, that people are looking for, than, say, an Apple could, especially because you're doing things server-side. And so you can push these changes out, you know, in no time and, you know, have them deployed to everybody immediately versus, you know, Apple who has to update a client app or update, you know, an OS version to fulfill some of these needs, right?
And you hit the nail on the head too, Patrick. If you remember, there was a time when Gmail was sort of part of the Android OS, and now it's mm-hmm. more separate. So they can upgrade Gmail separately. Like, you know how it was a big deal how now Chrome is separate on Android, mm-hmm. so now they can mm-hmm. rev Chrome a lot quicker than the OS, mm-hmm. whereas if you wanted to wait for the OS, that takes forever. Well, mm-hmm. Apple, so at least to my knowledge, the email is part of iOS. There's no intention of Apple that I'm aware of yet to separate that. So that means that for them to rev the VIP feature, it's not even just like podcasts where it's an app. I mean, it's literally a new version of the OS. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't come around very often.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very true. So give people an idea of, you know, just how much does a Wayfind clock cost? You know, you're a consultant like me and, you know, it's just you and you're looking for a way to help out your business a little bit, help your clients get in touch with you a little bit easier, help them stay on top of that stuff. What am I looking at cost wise?
Sure. The range is between $5 and $15 a month, depending on the version. If you purchase a group version of it, it's $10 a month per person. There's discounts after 4 seats. But for the individual version, most people do the $15 a month, or I think it's $150 a year. So you get a little bit of discount. But in terms of context for that, I mean, if we save you from showing up at one meeting and being, you know, 20 minutes early, you know, that if you bill at something more than $20 an hour, then it pays for itself. Yep. You know, month mm-hmm. easily that one time. Mm-hmm. And chances are you probably bill 5 or 10 times that. Those mm-hmm. who are listening to this show. So yeah, we, as long as we pretty much help people once per month, it usually pays for itself. And particularly if you're in anything related to sales, the ability to respond to a lead within 5 minutes, I think it's something to the effect of like 20 or 30 times more effective than if you respond within 30 minutes. So people that are in competitive industries, it really pays for itself in terms of actual business.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine that, I mean, look, I'm just going to pretty much end it with this, listeners. If you are in any sort of business that is time sensitive or where that kind of knowledge, that kind of notification can really be the difference between, you know, I mean, saving somebody's world or, you know, making that sale that, you know, was impossible. Otherwise, you need a wayfind. And the fact that you've gone this long without it is just crazy. It's just silly. Because I've been using it for what, 2 years now, at least. And I, you know, it is perhaps one of my favorite technologies. You know, I mean, it has become as essential to me as my phone or my Mac or my iPad. I mean, it is an essential tool, one that I really couldn't run my consulting business without, for sure. You know, my writing business and podcasting, all that. Well, you know, that's, people expect me to ignore them, but my consulting business clients, sure don't expect me to. They expect me to kind of hop on things right away. You know, I had this past Friday, I had a client who decided to go swimming. Unfortunately, he forgot to take his iPhone out of the pocket of his swim trunks. He had a nice leisurely 1 hour swim, you know, a few laps back and forth, and got a workout, came out, noticed his iPhone was completely submerged. Not much I could do to help him with that, but he called, you know, he gave me a call. He used the urgent contact method, and boom, I got that message right away. Everything I had rung off the hook. I called him back right away, and I said, I want you to go get a bag of rice and stick the iPhone in it right now, immediately. You know, if I had waited, unfortunately, it didn't help in this case. It had just been submerged way too long. But FYI,
wow.
if you do spill water or something like that on your iPhone, you get caught in a particularly bad rainstorm and it's in your pocket and you take it out and it's all wet, stick it in a bag of rice for a couple of days, actually. Just leave it in there and let it dry out completely, and the rice will absorb the moisture. In any case, I digress. That's a side tip for anyone out there. But he loved the fact that he was able to get me right away, you know, that he called, he sent an email, he wasn't able to get me, he used the urgent contact form, and boom, there I was on his phone right away, giving him the answer that he needed right then, right there, in an emergency, right? I couldn't do that with any other tool. It's just that plain and simple. So that's my personal thank you to Jared. And not that I haven't said it many, many times before.
Your check is in the mail, Patrick. Thank you.
No check required, my friend. You've given me way too much as it is. I actually owe you at this point. So, well, tell folks where they need to go. It's really simple, wayfind.com. That's really the only place they need to go.
That's right.
That's all I need to link to in the show notes. This has been the easiest show notes ever because it's a wayfind. It's just I link to that. It's simple. Don't need to tell them anything else.
Well, I was hoping I got to share some productivity tips or tricks with somebody. I mean, I didn't have to just get a giant, you know, thank you for a Wayfind. But I do hope if folks do try the product out, there's lots and lots of educational emails, and there's a guide to not checking email that comes with it. I ran a training business for 8 years, so if you just sign up and grab the guide to not checking email, whether or not you use the tool, I'll be happy, because my goal is to help people to not spend all their days in their inbox, and whether or not I help them with that is not as important. I thought I'd do more education with you all, so I hope you'll at least grab that guide, because it's helped a lot of people, and that's really my mission here. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Fine. Now I have to link to something else in the show notes.
No, it's in the away fine, so it doesn't matter.
We'll have to have you back, Jared, to talk about that stuff as well in the future. Yeah. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Because, like I said, this is how, I mean, I know Jared from when, I mean, around the time when Merlin Mann was going gangbusters with 43 folders and Lifehacker was just coming up and all of that, Jared was right up there with him, you know, doing a lot of this stuff and really helped to inform and refine a lot of my productivity back in those early days. So yeah, definitely need to have you back on to talk about some of that stuff.
Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot, Jared. I really appreciate you coming on. I know how busy a guy you are running this giant multi-billion-dollar company.
I'll take donations, please.
Well, with that, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, as always, for manning the ship.
No problem.
And we'll chat later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you both. Cheers.